is all our biz. You stay out late drinking at the bar and see your friends more than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better, but maybe together you and me would find it. I got no plans.
You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM in the beautiful city of Vancouver. Not so beautiful today, though, unfortunately. First off, welcome back to Michelle, who took a brief break last week to take care of some personal business.
Hello. AKA midterms.
Yeah, midterms. And of course, I am Steve Zhang, your host. Thank you all for joining us this afternoon. And today is Wednesday, February 11th, which means that in 3 days, it will be February 14th.
Oh, yeah.
And what does that mean?
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Woo! That's right.
Single Awareness Day.
Yes, also known as Single Awareness Day. Otherwise known as SAD.
SAD.
But regardless, Valentine's Day, it's a time of couples, a time of dates, and other lovey-dovey crap. Needless to say, it is the season of love. See, these are the seasons. You never know. You never know what tomorrow brings. Sunshine, rainy days, cloudy skies. Okay, we're done here.
Finally, you sing. Finally.
Just for you.
I was waiting for that.
Just for you. I don't even know how good I was, but regardless, it's a very multifaceted time.
Yes.
And, you know, some people find love, some people lose it, and some people are alone.
Yep.
So, so we have compiled a list of songs today, don't we?
Woo! All about Valentine's and love and stuff, as well as the other side, which is heartbreak.
Yeah. Michelle, I believe you picked some good songs today.
Mm-hmm.
So, why don't you talk about the first song that you lined up for us, because I believe this falls under the category of lovey-dovey crap. So.
Yes, but it's good crap. So, if you haven't heard the song before, the girl group Sistar, one of the members, Soyu, yeah, Soyu. And Jung Ji-go, wow, see, he knows more than me, that's cool. Anyway, they released a duet single, and it's called Sum. So, in Korean, sum is actually like it's a new slang that has been coming up for when a guy and girl have something going on, but they're not officially a couple. So that's where the word sum comes from. So it's a very, very cute, bubbly song. If you see the music video, Borrow from B1E4 is in it, as well as another celebrity. I don't remember who it is, but it was a really cute video, really cute song.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
what
so it's
happened?
Sum. Yeah.
I can see midterms obviously took a toll on you because if you looked at the music video, you saw that it was Tasum from Sistar.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I totally knew that. Totally. Totally.
Either way, that's coming up next.
Yep.
Okay. So that's Soyu, Chungigo, Sum.
Oh, 모습을 전부 다 돌이켜 생각할수록 너의 진심이 더 궁금해지는 girl girl you're so ambiguous 난 못해 무엇도 아니 어쩌면 기적을 바라지 로또 확실한 표현을 원하지만 너의 미소팀 표정이 잊어버리잖아
That was Sistar and Jeongi Go. Oh, I suck at this. Jeongi Go. And we forgot to mention that it is featuring Lil Boy from Geeks. What did you think of this bubbly song, Steve?
It was bubbly.
It was bubbly.
I can kind of hear what you meant when you said that the whole idea of some. Because that the idea, what was it, that it's there's something there, but
yep.
not... quite in
not
a relationship.
Officially. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
I can see that because what does it mean? I think the lyrics mean Nikko Haja, something like that. Be mine?
Is yeah, be mine. Yeah, it's kind of, they're kind of confused because they're giving each other weird messages. So yeah, that's a kind of underlying some part of the song.
Oh yeah. That's very interesting. Yeah. I actually really like songs with this sort of vibe. So you know, it's got the good stuff right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely.
Next song.
Yeah. We're gonna
move aside, or what are we doing?
We're gonna move this over a little bit because, like I said, Valentine's Day is a very multifaceted time. You know, a lot of people are going to be in different moods.
Yep.
And one of the moods that some people are in is that is a little time of love making, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. So but because, you know, sometimes people like to do a little something on Valentine's Day. No better time than others. But yeah, so this next song that I picked, this is a Mandarin pop song.
Okay.
It is maybe not really a lovemaking song. It's
right.
by Ah Mei, who is one of Mandopop's most celebrated divas.
Wow.
And this song is off her 14th studio album, Faces of Paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the idea behind this is that I really wanted to find an example of Mandopop, kind of a lovemaking song.
Right.
And this was really the best I could find. Mm-hmm. This is a baby maker, except not at all.
Okay.
The lyrics don't go into explicit details, but it deals more with the topic of lust.
Oh, okay.
So it's about how a guy is kind of hitting her up, asking her to come over, saying, oh, I can't sleep, I'm just bored.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the idea that women and men want different things, but this overtone of lust is always there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of her brushing him off and saying, man, you're so annoying.
Wow.
So
it's the
closest thing that I could find to Chinese pop lovemaking song.
All right.
So we'll check that out now, actually.
Okay.
Ah Mei. And it's called, and very fitting title, too. It's called Booty Call.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
So, yeah.
I can't wait to hear this one.
Yeah, definitely. So Ah Mei, Booty Call, coming up next.
All right.
Tiger
像拜拜，你只想做爱，有没有做梦请你不用管，一个人睡觉没有不温暖，烦不烦，想要有人拥抱，回妈妈的怀抱。别闹 booty go don't go， 挂掉 booty go oh no， 别闹 booty go don't go， 挂掉 booty go， 让我好好睡觉。大半夜怎么让你冷静，我请你冷静，你自己冷静，
Okay, so that was Ah Mei with Booty Call. I realize now that it really isn't a lovemaking song. So, you know, couples out there, if you heard that song, maybe that one's not your best choice for setting the mood. But I do sincerely hope that you'll give the next one a chance, though. But, you know, Ah Mei has been adventurous, as always. Fans were actually very worried that this song and album would be banned due to the sexually suggestive lyrics.
Okay.
But luckily it was not.
Okay.
And we get to hear the music that she has been writing, because this album was actually delayed quite a few times. She took a very perfectionist stance with this.
Right.
I don't know. What'd you think?
I think it was, yeah, coming from someone who doesn't really listen to Mando or, you know, Chinese pop, I thought it was really good. Like, it did sound like pop music, right? And I know what you mean by, like, it wasn't a lovemaking song, but it kind of was in the way. And I didn't understand the lyrics, but that chorus, you know, the booty call part, I was like, okay, I get what you're talking about here. Yeah. So, yeah, I liked it. It was really catchy.
Okay. Yeah. Well, either way, I do hope that this one will make up for it, because this one really takes the cake when in terms of lovemaking song. Michelle, I think you know who's coming up, because
Jay Park.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So the track that I've lined up is by the one and only Jay Park, the Korean American pop star, Seattle born and bred, and he is considered an R&B artist, and no R&B artist album is ever complete without at least one baby making jam.
Yep.
So the song that I have from Jay Park is called Welcome, and it was originally released as part of a digital single along with Choa, but then he re-released it as part of his second full-length album, Evolution. So this song, like I said, it really goes into that area of Valentine's Day.
Okay.
It's R&B baby making music at its absolute finest. And if you just give me a second here, I think the impact will be greater if I just read you some of the translation of just the lyrics going on here, okay?
Okay.
So just looking at the lyrics here real quickly.
Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Nervous laugh.
I wouldn't call it a nervous laugh, more than the fact that I am just such a big fan of Jay Park.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that, yeah, it's like, yeah, okay, just listen here, okay? It's like, oh yeah, I'll show you a lot of things today. You are my iPhone, girl. I'll touch you,
Oh my gosh.
And the chorus of the song just goes like, welcome to my bed, welcome to my bed. So, Michelle's got the nervous laughter going on now.
Oh my gosh. This is Jay Park.
Yeah, that's the gist of it.
Yep.
You got thoughts on this song at all?
I don't know. I actually haven't really heard this in detail very much before, so maybe I'll tell you a little bit afterwards. but the title by itself is very suggestive.
Do I have you flustered?
Maybe. I didn't really listen to the song yet.
Jay Park got you all flustered.
Yeah, Jay Park.
Got you all flustered. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Jay Park, just so you know, she loves you. Okay, let's check it out. Jay Park, welcome.
just want to welcome you. Cause I'm happy that you're here. So baby, listen up. Shit. 옷을 안 벗고도 가만히 있어도 너 너무 야해. 우나라 상상하게 만들어 짐승으로 변할 것 같아. Yes. Ooh, yeah. I know just the way you like it, girl. Like it, girl. Ooh, yeah. 보여줄게 오늘 만인 걸.
Captain speaking. Today your destination is...
Considering studying abroad? Visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Wednesday, February 25th at the Vancouver Convention Center to meet with top universities from around the world, offering post-grad, undergrad, and diploma programs abroad. Visit the Travel Zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. Expo opens at 2 p.m., but come early at 1 p.m. to catch our feature seminar. Admission is free. Check the website for more info at www.studyandgoabroad.com.
Interested in NGOs or the nonprofit sector? Want to teach in another country? How about a position in the commerce or engineering sector? Do you want to travel abroad and have a life-changing experience? Isaac UBC offers different internships for all kinds of specialties. We are looking for students interested in fields such as the HIV/AIDS pandemic, community empowerment, business administration, education, environment, and sustainability, and much more. If you're interested in working abroad or helping out on campus, please contact ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. That's ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. It's up to you.
And before the break, that was Jay Park's Welcome. First time really listening to it. And yeah, that was Jay Park, definitely his like signature kind of songs. Very good at, you know, creating the atmosphere. I could feel it almost. And yeah, I listened to the lyrics a little more closely now. Yeah, I don't know. I'm surprised they let this one release.
Oh, they didn't.
Oh, they didn't?
Well, you know, it's South Korea broadcasting, so
yeah.
You know, the music video for sure was, you know, slapped with a 19 plus label. It was probably broadcasted after a certain time, so you know the kidlets wouldn't see it.
Right, right.
But yeah, that's Jay Park for you.
Yeah, that was a good song though.
Yeah,
I gotta appreciate
his music. as a R&B fan, definitely he does it well. So.
He does.
Yeah, cool. So you liked it then, huh?
It was good. It was good. I approve it.
Nervous laughter. Called it.
Yeah.
Anyway, the next song, we're gonna move on to the next song now. It's something that I lined up as well. I'm sorry, you're just listening to my songs. It's like as if I actually got something planned for Valentine's Day. Jeez. But anyway, I guess you could say it's more of a confession type song.
Okay.
It's by the one and only Khalil Fong.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, one of Michelle's new favorites.
Bringing him back.
Yeah. Yep. The song is called 特别的人, which literally.
I'm not trying that again. Go ahead.
So the song is called 特别的人, which literally means special person.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's off his 2014 album, Dangerous World. Aww. And the idea behind this song is that there are certain things one needs to understand to make a relationship work, mm-hmm. such as knowing to be generous, knowing that there will be these ups and downs, there will be heartache, but there also has to be mutual feelings between the two, right? So you need to be open-minded to better understand others. And at the end, his message is kind of like, oh, you know what, take my hand, let's go find our forever together. And the last line of the chorus actually says, you are the one that I am destined to be with. So yeah, very sweet song.
I know, like, after I heard that first Khalil Fong song, I just like totally liked his music, and I didn't know he had like a, you know, lovey-dovey song that we're gonna play today. So
yeah, because obviously you heard BB Baba.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, if you know that song, you know by now that Khalil is also a breakup king. So.
Oh man.
Yeah. He rules.
He must have had a lot of experience to write a song like this, right?
Well, you never know. Well, he is a famous musician.
Yep.
You know, yep. Obviously, you yep. know that life is a little bit different.
Yeah,
than
for
ours,
sure it is. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's a good song. It's actually a bit of a deviation from his more experimental sound that you heard before.
Mm-hmm.
It's more, this one is a little more ballady, but it still has hints of his more jazz influenced mm-hmm. style. He composed and wrote it himself, so he's still a great talent. Yeah, this will be interesting to hear.
Cool. Let's hear it.
Khalil Fong, Special Person.
Shout 到天长地久，有机会细水长流。我们是对方特别的人，奋不顾身，难舍难分，不是一般人的认真。若只有一天爱一个人，让那时间每一刻在倒退，生命中有万事的可能。你就是我要遇见的特别的人。有时候我们都会寂寞，有时也会失败，怕被淘汰，想去找一个明白。要我曾经多次的等待，未来你何时回来，人山人海，总有你的存在。有你我的爱，我们是对方特别的人，奋不顾身，难舍难分，不是一般人的认真。若只有一天爱一个人，让那时间每一刻在倒退，生命中有万事的可能。你就是我要遇见的特别的人。
That was Khalil Fong with 特别的人, special person, his ode to that special someone in everybody's lives, of course. Very simple song. It's crazy. He's got such a diverse range of love songs as well. It's interesting that he's got this one as well.
Yeah,
yeah. We've already established that he deals with breakups, obviously, very well.
Yeah, so, to write a song like this.
Yeah. Yeah, but what'd you think? Because this is your new favorite, after
all. I liked it. I think the other one, I forget the impression I had of is the first song that I heard of from him. But I really like this one. Like, it was really, really soft. It was a bit sad. And I think it really fit the whole Valentine's Day thing. You know, all the different perspectives everyone will be going, you know, will have going into Valentine's Day, whether you're lonely or you have someone or you're recovering from a breakup. I really like this song. It was chill. It was smooth. I liked it.
Definitely. Definitely check out more of Khalil. Very solid artist right there. Very standout talent in the Mandopop world. But of course, we can't neglect our Canadian artist of the week. And today, I opted to bring back D Pride.
Yeah.
Toronto-born rapper, singer-songwriter, rapper, producer.
Oh, yeah.
And the song from him is called Bottom Dollar. Are you familiar with that term?
This is
checking for everyone as well. Yeah, so that's kind of the idea that he's trying to convey with this song as well. Because betting your bottom dollar, that's actually a very old and archaic phrase. But that's just really saying, oh, yeah, like, you know, you can for sure, I will do it. You can bet everything that you have,
that's
I
true.
Will uh-huh. you know, be there. So he raps and sings on this song.
Ooh.
So he is a very versatile artist. Song's just really fun, very lighthearted, very lovey-dovey. If anything embodies the spirit of Valentine's Day, it's definitely this one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Any thoughts? Because you heard this song too, right?
I think, yeah. I like it, first of all, because it's in English, because I can understand what he's saying. But I thought it was very sweet. I kind of imagine girls love it when you serenade them, and if he had serenaded this song to someone, pretty sure the girl would say yes, you know, immediately. And so, yeah, in case, you know, any of you male listeners out there who are trying to think of something special, I don't know, I think it would have been a good idea. It's a very, very sweet song. Like, you know, I'll take care of you. Yeah.
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 All right, well, let's check it out. D Pride, Bottom Dollar, coming up next.
Well, hello and hi there. Never knew you were weird like me. Thought I was the only one. Now it seems like I'm not that lonely. Can't believe your boy don't understand you. And it seems like you don't love it.
And I think we have more in common, so think twice. Uh-huh. We could be like Cosmo and Wanda. Music and lyrics under these blankets and covers. We could be like waffles and syrup. So take my hand today. We can make now until last week and turn you in here to you and me. So I'll take you to a place where you don't have to think of it. We can go wherever you want. I'm always there to try to make you know what you're worth. A young lady that's amazing and you're perfect, I tell it. From that cute poking bottom to them perky-ish melons, and you're a felon. That smile is better than fresh pancakes. I can't believe you and your stupid mandate. I know I'm saying everything too weird and really fast-paced, but I just wanna cuddle your butt and give you my last name. Yeah, cause every day I give you love as a deposit. I don't need $1 million, just some cash up in my wallet to keep you up in my heart. You're scrumptious, I need a bite. Let's sit and watch Super Bad, eating noodles and sticky rice. And I care about everybody, we'll be out on our way. You're the apple of my day, the juice to my Minute Maid. With that makeup on your face, I can tell that you try. And ain't no other man better than I take you to office with. Your bottom dollar, I'll be there. Through every little thing that he can't do, just keep that energy between me and you. So when you're down, you can bet your bottom dollar, I'll be there. I'll take you to office with. Your bottom dollar, I'll be there.
D-Pride with Bottom Dollar. You can bet your bottom dollar I'll be there. That's a very interesting sentiment.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard lyrics like that before as a love song, and I think it has a deep meaning. I don't think bet your bottom dollar that I'll be there.
Oh, no. Well, I think it fits in this case, though.
Yeah, it does. I haven't heard it before in a love song, so yeah.
Like I said, you know, definitely really embodies the spirit of Valentine's Day in this one. It's off his 2012 album Flagship, actually, so you can go and check that out on your free time.
Yep.
And yeah, so definitely Valentine's Day, getting the spirit of lovey-dovey. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fellas, I think Michelle's right. This might be something that you want to play for your lady friends afterwards. Yeah. But anyway, we're actually going to move into the next segment now. And it's that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest happenings in the Asian entertainment world with Asian entertainment news. But in this case today, we're actually going to flip it around a little bit. And we're going to take this Valentine's Day special even further. So, Michelle, you got the first bit of news.
All right. So, hopefully no one's, you know, getting too cringy about all this lovey-dovey Valentine's Day stuff. So, since Valentine's Day is drawing near, I couldn't help but give some exciting news on recent and surprising celebrity couples in the K-pop industry. And so, as of today, 4 out of 9 of the SNSD girls, so the Girls' Generation girls, they are officially in a relationship. So, 4 out of 9. So, that means 5... ish are available. I'll explain that a little bit later. So we have Yuna and actor Lee Seung-gi, and I used to love him until he started dating Yuna. I'm joking. I'm not that crazy.
Oh man.
I'm not that crazy. Yeah. Uh-oh. But it was a huge news back in 2014. So last year in January, also debuting their relationship publicly was Soo Young, and actor Chung Kyung-ho. And so they became a thing around January 2014 as well. And then April, so spring of last year, very surprisingly, Tiffany and Nichkhun from 2PM. And this is huge because they're both very popular celebrities. And it was huge. Fans were very angry about it as well because they're like, oh, you betrayed us. But I don't
expected.
Know.
Expected.
Yeah, it's expected. That's a whole other like conversation. But And then lastly, Taeyeon and Baekhyun from EXO. That was also a huge thing. They made it official in later in the summer last year. But they were reported to be updating 4 months later. So around May of last year. So that's 4 out of the 9 SNSD girls. Hopefully you're not too sad about that. And Jessica, I don't know if anyone has heard about Jessica. She's actually not officially part of SNSD anymore. There was a huge rumor about that. But she is rumored to be in a relationship, or maybe a some, with Tyler Kwan. He's like a banker. He's not Korean, I believe. Is he?
I don't know, actually. Confused. He's I think it's because they say that he's based out of Hong Kong.
Yeah, maybe that's why. Reason. Yeah, but yeah, they've been rumored. They've been together a little too much. Pictures were taken, so we don't really know what's going on with that. Yeah. But yeah, so around spring of last year, this Jessica and Taylor Kwan have been a huge hot topic, and we'll see if she would be the fifth member of SNSD to be officially dating someone. That's a K-pop love story news.
Yeah. Little iffy about the Jessica thing as well, because she has been asked questions about that by the press in Hong Kong. She's like living in Hong Kong now or something. Yeah. But she hasn't been dodging questions.
Yeah.
But she has managed to deflect them quite well.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe there is something there.
Maybe there is.
But
okay.
But you know, usually for myself though, I say that I don't like doing news like this. Because, I will put it out there just so everyone knows. This is the one and only day out of this year that Asian Wave 101 will ever do the gossip column. So, but in keeping kind of with this love theme and everything, last month the big news was that Jay Chou and his girlfriend Hannah Quinlaven had gotten married, and just yesterday they held a second wedding banquet in Taiwan.
Whoa.
Because the first one was in London, and they did it specifically so that more family members could attend.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so they had a really lavish fairy tale themed wedding in England.
I could guess.
Jay Chou and Hannah Quinlaven held a second wedding banquet on February 9th. Mm-hmm. I say it was yesterday because of the time zone and stuff.
Yep.
But yeah, the banquet was the special guest was Jay's grandmother, who was unable to make the first one because of the flight.
Right.
The wedding banquet, it was attended by 150 friends and family, including actor Eric Tsang, singer Jodie Chang, famous TV host Zhang Fei, and singer Fei Yuqing. So, you know, star-studded wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And the one thing about this wedding that was interesting, though, was that the famous entertainer Jackie Wu was actually absent from this. And why this is significant is because Jackie Wu is credited with discovering Jay's talent and launching his career.
No way. He should have been, like, the most important person there then.
Yeah,
what happened?
But doesn't say, but he wasn't. He said that he actually wasn't invited to the event, but he did express his congratulations towards Jay afterwards. Yeah, but the entire thing, the decor and stuff like that, was actually arranged by Jay himself.
Wow.
So, you know, like the cake, like all the decorations stuff. Yeah. He actually made it to have a circus theme.
Oh,
so there was a ticket booth entrance. There was a carousel on the stage. Mm-hmm. And it was just the craziest thing.
Yeah, must have.
And he actually drew a lot of praise from people in the industry because he said that he didn't want his guests to give him monetary gifts.
Especially
in like Asian cultures, giving monetary gifts at weddings is especially
thing.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Some of the other highlights of his wedding: 11-member choir, jazz band, and a 15-minute-long magic show. Like Jay Chou is known to have like a real thing for magic and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was the thing. Mm. Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, the monetary gifts thing. Come on, he's Jay Chou. He don't need the monetary gifts.
I know, really.
Like you give him $500, and that's pocket change to him. Honestly,
I know for a person like okay.
Yeah, so that's really it. I don't think there's much else that we can say about this other than that. Like, you know, maybe in the future we can have just a. Even if it isn't that fancy, it's just let's just hope that we ourselves in our personal lives will be able to have just a nice wedding.
Yes, a real wedding, you know.
Yeah. Real wedding. Okay, but anyway, actually, we're gonna take a quick break. This will conclude our new segment for the week. Tune back in next week when we cover some of the actual major breaking stories of the Asian entertainment world, and thus concludes the first and last edition of the Asian Wave 101 Gossip Column.
Woo!
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, guys.
Ocean, border, sub, urban, dispersal, determinacy, mulatto, mestizo, Métis, Cabra, Eurasian, Creole, colored, colored, split. Those who have no history are doomed.
An excerpt from The Reinventing Wheel, spoken by author, Vancouver poet, Wade Compton. Celebrate Black History Month with CITR 101.9 FM. As we host content exploring Black history in Vancouver and beyond. Tune in this February and check out CITR.ca for regular updates on the scheduling of our Black History Month programming.
What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Soulship Enterprise. Saturdays at 7 p.m. CITR 101.9.
And welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and you're listening to Asian Wave 101. Before the break, we had a Mando song by, I forget, D-Pride, right?
D-Pride was the Canadian artist. You're talking about Khalil Fong, aren't you?
I'm thinking about him, but but yeah, and we were just like, you know, looking at all these really lovey-dovey songs, and we were just talking about all these celebrity couples who have succeeded in their relationships. And I think it's kind of time to turn it back to the other side. People who have had successful relationships and are now not in a successful relationship. Or maybe, you know, they're recovering from a heartbreak. I think it's kind of the sad part of Valentine's Day when you're reminded that, oh, look, you know, he's not here anymore or she's not here anymore. I don't know. Isn't it sad, Steve?
It is. It really is. Sorry. I don't have much to say on stuff like this,
okay.
You know? So, but all I can say is that don't worry about it. The right person will come at the right time.
Yep.
All that stuff. Yeah, but for the first in our breakup songs,
yay.
I believe you've lined up the first one,
yep.
Actually.
And we have a song from Loco featuring Jay Park. We have Jay Park twice today, which I'm not complaining about. But his song is Thinking About You from his very, very new album, Locomotive. And so this song kind of seems like we were once dating before, but now we're not song. So the lyrics are kind of not very clear. It kind of seems like that maybe they are. They had been something. Like the first line is like a silhouette roaming around in my head. So used to be there, but now isn't. And so I think it's a good song to open up as a heartbreaking, broken song. Yeah,
sure, absolutely.
Okay.
And and we're going to play two songs back to back. First off, we're going to have Loco, as Michelle just mentioned. And afterwards, we're going to have the very popular Hong Kong singer-songwriter, Jem. Loco and Jem coming right up.
Silhouette. 눈을 마주치면 미소를 지을 때면 난 그냥 가만히 앉아있지 못해 너 때문에 잠을 못 자 더 아름다워 너의 이름조차 숨 막혔던 몸 그 목소리까지 하나도 빠짐없이 자꾸 떠오르니까 괜히 아닌 척을 해봐도 다른 여자들을 겪는지를 해봐도 잊혀지지가 않아 머릿속에서 잠에 들지 못해 눈을 감아봐도 난
네가 자꾸 생각해 You're the baddest chick, oh.
You're the baddest chick, oh.
나타나죠 내가 문을 열 때 괜히 아닌 척을 해봐도 다른 여자들을 겪는지를 해봐도 잊혀지지가 않아 머릿속에서 잠에 들지 못해 눈을 감아봐도 오늘
네가 자꾸 생각나 네가 자꾸 생각나 You're the baddest chick, oh.
You're a bad chick, you're a bad chick.
I'm thinking about you.
You're a bad chick, you're a bad chick.
I'm thinking about you.
기분이 좋아, I feel good, feel good. 너만 생각하면 I feel good, feel good. 여기로 와, 와, 어서 여기로 와, 와. Let's get high.
You're the baddest chick, oh.
You're a bad chick, you're a bad chick, girl.
Sing up now.
You're a bad chick, girl.
Oh,
Okay, we just heard two great songs back to back to back. First one was Loco, Thinking About You, featuring Jay Park. And then the last one, the one that we just heard, was by Jem, Hong Kong singer-songwriter Jem, who, as I mentioned before, is the most in-demand young star in Hong Kong right now, who also caused a little controversy a little while ago for her alleged diva behavior.
Oh.
So yeah, the song from her today, the one that we just heard, was off her album 18. And it's in Mandarin, and it's called Xie Bu Wan, The Winrow, which literally translated kind of means the tenderness that can't be written.
Aww.
So... Okay. It's also called in English, Where Did You Go? So if that's easier, remember. Yeah. But the reason why that one was a breakup song is because it's more or less about kind of questioning the time that she spent with a significant other.
Right.
The guy in that particular relationship was the one that was hurt.
Ooh.
And that's what they had. That's why it ends.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of lets go of the commitment on the premise of protecting her feelings.
Ooh.
So she kind of comes to a realization of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is that he doesn't seem to hold a grudge, and she questions whether they should have ended the relationship at all.
Mm-hmm.
But also she's questioning why he remains so gentle and so loving.
Aww.
And stuff like that. That's kind of where the idea of the title, actually, because
mm-hmm.
it's trying to say that she can't fully understand why they could end, and
right.
then he still seems so
exactly
close.
Yeah.
He still seems
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a breakup song.
Deep meaning, yeah.
Yeah. I thought you might like that one, actually.
It was
acoustic
really
vibe,
nice.
Contemporary really R&B feel.
Yep.
Yeah. Her vocals are actually very strong, but on this one they're actually a little bit gentler
to
kind of give that soft tone feel.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I like it. I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are we going on to the next?
We are, actually, because as we mentioned before, Valentine's Day is a time of many moods and many happenings. We've
yes.
covered the topic of confessing to that special someone. We've
yep.
also touched on breakups just now.
Yep.
But we haven't really talked about this one aspect. And that's, of course, you know, the single awareness aspect
of
Valentine's
Day. I almost forgot.
Yeah. So with that in mind, in order to show some love to our single friends, I got a song for them. It's by Mandopop King Wang Lihong, Lihong Wang. And the song is called Xiao Ren Pei, which it's just very simple. It means need someone to be with or need someone for sure. Very self-explanatory at this point. It's very melancholy, very morose. He's crooning for a love that he needs, that he wants, the interactions, the warmth, the intimacy.
Right. Uh-huh.
The lyrics translate to the single me requires dreams, direction, and tears. But
aww.
More so, I need someone to light the dark skies.
Aww.
So this is something that will speak to all the lonely people
yes,
out there.
Yes.
Not so much Lee Home, because he's married and
oh,
has a
okay.
kid now.
Oh, okay. Wow, great.
Song's very simple. It's got
okay.
kind of that, really emphasizes that feeling of loneliness.
Awesome. Okay.
So yeah, let's check that out. And then right after, when we come back, we actually have our last song. So don't go anywhere, guys.
Oh, 穿透这片迷茫的寂静，我渐渐失去知觉，就当作是种自我逃避。你飞到天的边缘，我已不再落在何地。一个我需要梦想，需要方向，需要眼泪，更需要一个人来点亮天的黑。我已经无能为力，无法抗拒，无路可退。这无声的夜，现在的我需要人陪。
That was Wang Lihong, 需要人陪, need someone to be with, along those lines. Very morose, very melancholy.
Yeah.
maybe it's not the best thing for Valentine's Day, yeah. But hey, I guarantee that this song speaks to thousands of people,
yes.
Just in Vancouver,
yes.
Alone, you know?
Yep, I think so too.
Yeah. So anyway, you got the last song for us?
We do, and it's from 21, from their album 21, actually. It's called Lonely, and the song is pretty much about she's feeling sorry for not having feelings for this guy that's caring about her. It's a weird song to end off with, but I think it's giving us a message that, you know, this Valentine's Day, let's kind of remember the loved ones that we do have around us, you know, and appreciate them. Mm. So yeah, our last song of the day, 21, Lonely.
Fair enough. Speaks actually volumes about the Single Awareness Day, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Lonely. Anyway, yeah, so that's actually going to be it. We're going to play off with that one, as usual. If you have any requests from me and Michelle, do send it to asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on today's news and want to get a discussion going, we want to hear from you. Same email address, asianwave101@gmail.com. Coming up next at 5 p.m. is your weekly arts report. They're coming in here talking about some of the artsy stuff to take your mind off the Single Awareness Day. So yeah, thanks for tuning in, guys. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm Steve.
And I'm Michelle.
Take care, guys. We'll see you next time.
I'm sorry, 이게 너와 나의 story, 사랑이란 영원한 준비했나봐 이별을 정말 잘해주고 싶었는데 하필 사랑 앞에서는 왜 이렇게 한없이 작아지고 외로운지 너무 착한 넌데 넌 그대로인데 oh. I don't know 내가 왜 이러는지 그토록 사랑했는데 넌 여기 있는데 oh. I don't know 이제 날 찾고 싶어 Baby I'm sorry
Join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you.